I really needed the affirmation you gave this past week to what God had shown me. The most exciting part is that God gave you the story of the eagle, and that he had spoken to me the most because God had promised me that he would restore my youth as the eagles. That verse in Psalm 103 became so important in my life, and so forth. Now, gifts are given, just like you tell your people every week. Why don't you receive? I'm going to throw those words back at you right now. Why don't you receive his gift of righteousness? Now, here's how we're going to work it. Here's how we're going to work it. I want us, we're going to close our eyes. Now, listen. Not yet. I want you to look at me so we'll know exactly what we're going to do. I want you to close your eyes and when you have received his gift of righteousness. Now, it might take, you might not be, some of you will not be able to do it tonight. And I don't care whether everybody stands up in here tonight. But when you have received it, and know that you have received it, and then any question in your mind, I just want you to stand up where you are. And I want you, it doesn't make any difference, 17 other people are standing up. You just stand up, and I want you to say this. I am as righteous as Jesus Christ is righteous. And then sit back down. That's going to be your outward confession of the inward reality. Now don't lie to God. If you don't know it, don't say it. God might want to deal with you further down the road. There might be sin in some of your lives that are not dealt with yet, and God will not grant to you this revelation until it's dealt with. It might not have been dealt with this afternoon when you went over that list. And God might still have some dealing. Listen, don't play games with God. Settle for nothing less than reality. But when by faith you can say, hey, I receive it, I've got it, stand up and confess it. It'll do you good, just like you tell your people. Confess Jesus. I'm going to say to you tonight, confess the gift of Jesus. His righteousness to you. His righteousness to you. And you just confess it tonight. And as husbands and wives, you're going to have to remind each other in the next few days that you have received this gift of righteousness, because the devil is going to come back and say it couldn't be true. Listen, he's going to tell you all those things, but he's a liar. Yeah. Stand on what God says. Believe what God says against everything else in all the world. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.